With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. There are indications that Southwest Michigan's 6th Congressional District could see large amounts of money spent on both sides between now and the November election. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network's analysis finds that $4 million has been spent so far on political advertising on broadcast television in the state. Most of that has been spent on the races for governor and United States Senate. But some has been spent on races for U.S. House. I spoke with Michigan Campaign Finance Network Director Craig Mauger for West Southwest.
There's a group called Michigan Families for Economic Prosperity that is running ads, which is critical of a couple of Republicans in Congress, including Fred Upton. So we're seeing these ads here in Southwest Michigan. He's running for re-election in the 6th District. What do we know about this group?
We don't know a ton about this group. I mean, to be honest, I am told that this is a nonprofit organization. It seems to work with a handful of kind of progressive and liberal-leaning groups, some of which are based in Lansing, and they're running ads primarily on two subjects, healthcare and tax issues. And they're running ads against Mike Bishop, who is the congressman for the Lansing area and Livingston County and a portion of Oakland County. And they're running ads against Fred Upton as well, which I think is interesting for residents of the Kalamazoo area because basically, as we're looking at the ad spending right now, there are two groups that are running ads about candidates for the U.S. House, and each of those groups are running ads about two candidates, and Upton is the one candidate who is appearing in ads by both of the groups. So I think it's an indication at this point that this race in the 6th District is one that a lot of donors, who knows who these donors are, but these donors are definitely eyeing and watching the 6th District race and already wanting to kind of influence it in some way.
Yeah, there's also a group called American Future Fund. They're spending money on ads who are urging people to thank Representative Upton, as well as Congressman Tim Walberg. So he's the other person involved here. And mainly these ads focus on protecting privacy, correct?
Yeah, they are internet privacy-focused ads. They mention Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and talk about some issues, some of these hearings that have taken place with Mark Zuckerberg. And they basically thank Congressman Upton and Congressman Walberg for their stances on internet privacy and social media regulations. And the group has aired about $111,000 in broadcast ads so far. And I'm guessing that that's about evenly split between the Upton and Walberg races.
So do we know much about this group, American Future Fund?
We don't know a ton about it. It's not one that we have seen in Michigan last cycle, or I don't think the one before, but it's a group that's very active on the nationally. It's been active in many competitive congressional races across the country. It's based in Iowa. There has been some reporting from the Center for Responsive Politics that this group has previously taken large sums of money from groups connected to the Koch family, but we don't know exactly who is giving them the money for these ads, and we probably won't know. So for people listening in Michigan, and this isn't always the case in federal races, but the key thing to watch for is ads that expressly endorse a candidate or expressly oppose a candidate that say vote against or vote for, those ads usually require some level of donor disclosure. Ads that tell you to do things like call a lawmaker and thank them or call a lawmaker and tell them they're doing something wrong, ads that don't expressly tell you how to vote, often those ads are funded by groups that don't have to disclose their donors. And in this case, American Future Fund is running ads that are telling you to thank these lawmakers. And they're not telling you how to vote, but they don't have to disclose where their money's coming from.
Specifically, if we're looking at the 6th Congressional District where, we've got money being spent on both sides there, you know, either telling people that they should be thanking Representative Upton or people telling, the voters out there not to vote against Fred Upton, but tell them that, you know, he should be admonished for whatever vote he might have taken. Does this then feel like a down payment on this race that is probably going to multiply as we get closer to November and especially once we have a Democratic candidate to run against Congressman Upton?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think this is the early stages on the early indicators of what could be a very competitive race. And there's some interest group or some donor out there who wants to, you know, get an early start on trying to push voters one way or another. And if they're trying to get an early start, that's, you know, as I said, an indicator that if maybe the polling numbers look a certain way and maybe the general election race is shifting a certain way, that there will be a lot more money being spent and a lot more ads, you know, later on, because people have interest in this particular race.
Craig Mauger is the director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I spoke with Craig Mauger for WMUK's West Southwest. A longer version of the interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.